The Geoffrey Rush defamation case is drawing to a close after the judge rejected a bid by the Daily Telegraph to add a new witness. The famous Australian actor is suing the Daily Telegraph over stories they published last year, which accused him of improper behaviour towards another cast member during a Sydney Theatre Company production of King Lear. Mr. Rush argues the articles portrayed him as a predator and a pervert. Jamel Wells has been covering the story extensively and she joins us to bring us up to speed. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you.
So who is Ms. X? And, you know, she's not obviously going to be giving any testimony. Why?
Well, Ms. X remains Ms. X because the judge has suppressed her name, anything that identifies her, and most of the nature of the evidence. And his main reason today, Patricia, was that the Telegraph sought to amend its defence so late in the trial. The trial is just about 2 days away from closing. And Justice Wigney said, although the Telegraph is arguing that bringing this new witness on board will, you know, substantially boost its case, he's reviewed the evidence it's proposing this witness give. And he said it's not directly related to the newspaper stories about Geoffrey Rush. And he said it's related to another theatre production years prior to this production of King Lear and in a social context. So he said there aren't really allegations about Geoffrey Rush in another workplace. It's something that happened when he was perhaps working on another show and it involved contact outside the show. But he left an interim suppression order in place. What he said today was that Geoffrey Rush's case against the Telegraph has been consistent since the day it was filed in December 2017. And he said there've been no amendments by Geoffrey Rush. He said, on the other hand, the Telegraph's defence case has been a movable feast. And he went through a list of pre-trial arguments that the Telegraph had made to change its defence. And he said that the Telegraph has frustrated and impeded Geoffrey Rush's case at every turn. And he said that he wasn't satisfied after hearing the application and considering it thoroughly that the Telegraph had enough cause to be allowed to change its case. Now, the judge pointed out today that it could be perceived by the public that justice was being delayed, and by allowing the Telegraph to introduce this new witness, he said, in effect, we'd have to have a new trial starting in April next year. And he said that would be a significant disadvantage to Geoffrey Rush because he's already spent 3 days in the witness box being questioned and cross-examined. He would have to be recalled to go through all of that again. And he said probably some of the other witnesses who've given evidence would have to be recalled as well.
How significant a blow is this to the Daily Telegraph's defence?
Well, it is a huge blow. I mean, they obviously thought that it was very important to try to get this witness on board, which is why they did this so very late in a trial. It's very unusual to try to do this. And what the Telegraph's lawyers have told the court previously, Patricia, is that they know it's late, but they said, look, someone came to us, the lawyer for this other young actor involved in the case, Erin Jean Norwell, came to us just a few days ago and suggested that this other witness X might want to testify. So that's why we're trying it on so late in the trial. So that they acknowledged that to the judge, but they also argued to the judge that it was very, very important in achieving justice that they be allowed to amend their defence. Already during this trial, the judge has taken issue with the paper over a couple of matters. And the paper, of course, is standing by the truth as its defence. The Telegraph, Nationwide News, the reporter who wrote these stories about Geoffrey Rush, Jonathan Moran, are arguing that they are true and they are standing by the allegations they've made about Geoffrey Rush behaving inappropriately towards a younger female cast member in the production of King Lear.
Jamel, the court has also heard that settlement talks between the two parties have failed. What do we know about those talks?
Well, all we can really say about that at this stage is that yes, there it has been revealed just a few days ago that the talks haven't gotten anywhere. The lawyers for the Telegraph said that that's why they lodged this application, to try to amend the defence. So we understand those negotiations have been taking part for a while. Amounts of money haven't specifically been talked about, but what the court has heard is that before these newspaper stories came out in 2017, Geoffrey Rush was earning around $1.5 million a year as a very famous, high-profile, respected and in-demand actor. But we've heard that after the stories came out, that income dropped to about $40,000 a year. And various experts have been brought in, including very well-known theatre directors and movie directors such as Fred Skepsy. And he was asked to prepare a report on Geoffrey Rush's future in Hollywood, for example, and he said that even at 67 he was still very much in demand. And other lawyers and accountants have also been brought in to talk about Geoffrey Rush's potential earning power, and there has been a lot of evidence that he was still being offered a lot of movie roles, a lot of theatre work, but Geoffrey Rush says that that's dried up since these stories have come out in the Telegraph, and he says the stories have affected his confidence and his confidence in going out and seeking other roles.
So where does this court proceeding stand at this point? Can you give us a sense of how things will proceed from here? How much longer is there to go?
Yes, well, look, it's about to wrap up now that the judge has made this decision. He told the court today that he'll start hearing closing submissions from the Telegraph tomorrow, and then Geoffrey Rush's camp has a chance to make its closing submissions. And Justice Wigney said that the case should all be wrapped up by Thursday afternoon. And then, of course, we'll take away what he's heard over the past 3 weeks, and when he makes a decision on the case is up to him. That could be later this year. It could be early in the new year.
Jamel, thank you, as always, for giving us such a brilliant overview of what's going on.
You're welcome.
Jamel Wells is a senior court reporter for the ABC.